you sure that it's one of these girls?
Yes.
But they're just teenage girls experimenting. I mean, you'd never guess anything's really going to happen. I mean, just look at the room.
Indeed. It was not what one would expect. At first glance, it appeared to be a typical Valley girl's room. But then, if one were to give it a closer examination, as Billy was now doing, a transformation would be noticed. There was a pennant from her high school, El Camino, Taft, Kennedy. It didn't matter. But nailed onto it was a detailed poster of the Zodiac. She had a CD of the Carpenters' greatest hits, but a layer of dust was beginning to cover it. On top of it were fresh copies of Iron Maiden and Megadeth. The Grateful Dead was for tourists, she liked to say. And, oh, so quaint. A neatly pressed Girl Scout uniform hung in the closet, but then so did an extensive array of black leather items, which fit ever so tightly across her young, pale body. And good taste prevents me from even mentioning the books. But let's just say that she wasn't reading Sweet Valley High anymore.
Just who is this girl? Which one is she? You need to read them.
There were three girls, Judy, Alexandra, and Misty. They made a very unlikely trio. Of the three, Misty was the one with no life. She clung to Judy and Alexandra to create her own. Misty believed that she had no talent and no future. She looked up to Judy and Alexandra and gave them what no one else would. Support and friendship.
I hope I'm doing this right. I'm not concentrating right. I gotta try harder. Look how good they are. I'm nowhere. Nowhere.
Alexandra was a surfer type. Strong, not so bright, and probably a latent lesbian who drove the guys nuts and couldn't care less about them. She liked Judy a lot. Judy was smart.
Wow, she is pretty zoned out.
And then there was Judy. Serious, sullen, she never laughed, except when events were very dark or ironic. She had been given everything, loving parents, a good home, but she was weak and not in great health. And of course, this was her room, and this seance, her idea. And, oh, you'll find out.
Uh-oh. What? Seance Central was correct. This girl is about to connect.
And if she should, this could mean the end of the world.
Joe Kennedy and Hazel O'Connor, starring in Soul Patrol. Tonight's episode, My Camp.